that. Let's start with a word of prayer, and then I have a couple of things I wanted to just mention real quick. Father, thank you so much for the great privilege it is to be a part of your church, to be with your people, Lord, the friendships and fellowship, Lord, the family that you have assembled here. Father, we're very, very grateful for it, thankful for the privileges that it bestows upon us, Lord. We're thankful, Father, for the opportunity to be able to educate and train our children in a Christian atmosphere. Very thankful, Lord, to you for that. Pray, Father, for your blessing on this service. Pray that it be a blessing. Pray that, Lord, as the kids recite their verses and different things and sing, Lord, pray that you would be glorified. Pray that they would do it for you and unto you, Lord, not for us. Pray that you would be pleased, Lord, with it. Thank you so much for it. In your name we pray, amen. This year, as many of you know, and helped and participated, we had a homeschool co-op operating in the basement of the school. We're very thankful for the church allowing us to do that. Thank you for your support in that in various ways. I'm sure that there were increased expenses in different ways. And so we just want to recognize and thank you very much for each one of you participating and allowing us the privilege of being able to educate our kids in this way. There were two families that participated in the co-op this year, of course, my family and the Rhodes. We already know of a couple of other families that will be starting participating with us next year, so we're thankful for that. Looking forward to seeing new grades and new kids join us. But this year was sort of a trial, try and figure out if there was some way that we could do this. Personally, Katie and I, we have tried. We tried public school for Morgan in first grade, and we tried Trinity, and then we tried private schooling with Sandy for a few years, which was wonderful. And then we had four kids who needed to go to school, and Sandy was like, "Nope, not happening." I understand. She knew Turner very well. Makes sense. But we tried the charter school. I'm just sort of giving you a sense. Like we as a family have tried a lot of various ways to try to educate our children. And we are most pleased with the outcome of this year from an environment and the opportunity to see our kids grow and be educated. This has been the best year of school for our kids. And so thank you very much for allowing us to use the church in this way. It's meant a lot to us as a family, and it's just been a great privilege for us to be able to do that. Also, we have to recognize that Danielle stepped up and volunteered and helped us this year in an incredible way. Really, from day one, she just said, "Okay, I'll do it," and she has done it. On the second day of school, the kids came home with their notebooks filled out for homework assignments through the entire year. And I was like, "Did she sit there and write that, like, each page?" The kids are like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, man. We picked the right person." Wow. But she just really put her heart and soul into it. She loved on her kids and loved the process. And many times throughout the year, she said she's doing this because she really wants to see, our kids, but the church children have an opportunity to have Christian education. So we're very grateful for her ministry and her work. This year has been tremendous. And so we are very grateful to you for that. And the other volunteers who came and helped along the way, Joanna helped with art, and Paula Jo came and read with us, and Sarah did music with the kids, and various others of you at various times came and helped and participated and tried to create a great environment for our children. So we want to thank you all very, very much for being able to do that and for the opportunity to do that. So the kids are going to come. I'm going to turn this over to Danielle. Kids will come, and I think you'll be very blessed, I hope.
All right, so I feel like I need to introduce myself, but you all know who I am. I'm Danielle, also known as Auntie Stonis, Auntie L, or Auntie Danielle. It's an honorary title that I take very seriously, and I'm glad that we had this year to build relationships with these children, and they saw the best sides of me and the frustrated sides of me and vice versa, and just hope that the Lord was glorified in everything that we did this year. So we're going to start with a slideshow that I put together of more like a social media reel of the fun things that we did. We did a lot of hard work, but this was some of the fun things we did. Then the kids will sing, we'll do a presentation, and then I'll come back and talk about our school year.
We're just getting the camera set up. Don't anybody worry.
Hello, my name is Rory. I'm 7 years old. I'm in first grade. And I want to be a mom when I grow up. Hello, my name is Natalie, and I am 6, and I'm in first grade, and I would like to be a mom.
Hello, my name is Turner, I'm 8 years old, and I'm in second grade, and I want to be a farmer when I grow up.
Hello, my name is Caitlin, I'm 9, I'm in third grade, and I want to be a photographer when I grow up.
Hi, my name is Madison, and I'm in third grade, and I am 9, and I would like to be a missionary when I grow up.
Hi, my name is Connor Hemingway. I'm in seventh grade, and I want to be a farmer slash youth pastor.
Hi, my name is Morgan. I am 15 and a half, and I'm in ninth grade. I want to be a NICU nurse or a postpartum chiropractor.
But as I ran my hell-bound race, indifferent to the cost, you look upon my helpless state and led me to the cross. And I beheld God's love displayed. You suffered in my place. You bore the wrath reserved for me. Now all I know is grace.
Elephant Arthur unknown. The elephant walks like this and like that. He's very tall and he's very fat. He has no fingers, but he does have toes. And goodness gracious, what a nose. The elephant Arthur unknown. God gave me eyes by all it burnt. God gave me eyes that I might see the wonder of a blossoming tree. My dolly's face, a storybook, and how the varied creatures look. God gave it ears that I might hear the laughing brooks that's raining clear. My kitten's purr, a violin, and mother once she calls me in. God gave a tongue that I might know the flavor of all fruits that grow, the taste of honey from the bees, and good thing mother cooked for me. I thank you, God, for making me so that I hear and feel and see. And since these good things come from you, I'll use them as you want me to. God gave me eyes by all it burnt.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graver image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 20, 3-5a, 7 and 8, 12-17.
Matthew 5:3-16. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are ye which are persecuted. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify you, the Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine. Oh, Matthew 5:3-16.
Hebrews 11:11-40. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars in the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a-dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and of Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise.
God having
provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Hebrews 11:11-40.
Hide and Go Seek by H.C. Bunner. It was a dear, dear, dear old lady and a boy who was 3:30, and the way that they played together was beautiful to see. She couldn't go running and jumping, and the boy no more could he, for he was a thin little fellow with a thin little twisted knee. They sat in the yellow sunlight out under the maple tree, and the game that they played, I'll tell you, just as 'twas told to me. It was hide and go seek they were playing, though you never have known it to be, with a dear, dear, dear old lady and a boy with a lame little knee. The boy went bed his face down on his one little sun right knee, and he'd guess where she was hiding, and guesses 1 and 2 and 3. You are in the china closet, he would cry and laugh with glee. It wasn't the china closet, but he still had 2 and 3. You are up in Papa's big bedroom, in the chest with the old brass key. And she said, you are warm and warmer, but you're not quite right, said she. It can't be the little cupboard where Mama keeps things for tea. So it must be the front porch, Grandma. And he found her with his three. Then she covered her face with her fingers that were wrinkled and white and wee. And she guessed where he was hiding and guesses 1 and 2 and 3. And they never had stirred from their places right under the maple tree. This dear, dear, dear old lady and the boy with a lame little knee. This dear, dear, dear old lady and the boy who was 3:30. Hide and Go Seek by H.C. Bunner.
Our Flag, author unknown. You may call it an old piece of bunting, you may call it an old tattered rag, but thousands have died for its honor and shed their best blood for the flag. You may call it an old piece of bunting, you may call it an old tattered rag, but freedom has made it majestic, and time has nobled our flag. Our Flag, author unknown.
His Plan for Me by Martha Snell Nicholson. When I stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and he shows me his plan for me, the plan of my life as it might have been, and had he had his way, and I see how I blocked him here, and I checked him there, and I would not yield my will. Will there be grief in my Savior's eyes, grief, though he loves me so? He would have me rich, and I stand there poor, stripped of all but his grace. While memory runs like a haunted thing, down the past I cannot retrace. Then my desolate heart will one day break with the tears I cannot shed. I shall cover my face with my empty hands. I shall bow my uncrowned head. Lord, of the years that are left to me, I give them to thy hand. Take me and break me, mold me to the pattern thou hast planned. His plan for me, by Martha Snell Nicholson.
Hello.
Is that working? Is it working?
Okay. Good morning. Good afternoon. Or the other. I'm just going to have a short message for you on the topic that God is good. Have you ever had trouble thinking like maybe God has made something happen in your life and you think that has happened because you have sinned or something has happened to you in the past and God is punishing for it for you, punishing you for it. And you think God is not doing good things for you. One of the things that I've struggled with seeing God being always good to me is through Nana Kirby's death. And I thought, why would he make her sick? Why would he make her die when she was doing such great things and she was being faithful and she was being a great person? And that was something that I really struggled with until I, now and then I started studying this and found a couple of verses that I just wanted to share with you. Going to go through 3 points. God's goodness displayed in the gift of Jesus, God's goodness displayed in his mercy, God's goodness displayed in his plan. Every Christian should know that God is always good and that he does good for us always, no matter what. If you turn your Bibles to John chapter 9, verses 1 through 4, it says, "And Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of God. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, and the night cometh when no man can work." God's goodness displayed in the gift of Jesus. First verse in John chapter 9 talks about how Jesus was walking and saw the blind man laying there. It says, "And Jesus passed by and he saw a man which was blind from his birth." And Acts 10:38, this passage says, Jesus went about doing good, if you turn your Bibles there. It says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, and God was with him." So through Jesus, God showed his goodness by giving us his son. Romans 5:8 says, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, sorry. That's also a reminder. Jesus is one of the biggest gifts of God, and he used Jesus to do God's good. Says, God's goodness displayed in his mercy. Next verse says, "And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents." It says, talks about how Jesus was, the disciples asked Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents? And he was blind. And Jesus said, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, that he is blind." Just like I explained a little earlier, it says God doesn't judge us for doing wrong, for our sin. He didn't, because this man sinned, that's not why he's blind. It's just because God had a plan through him. And later in the chapter, it tells us that he used the blind man to get the Pharisees thinking, this may be the Messiah. It's probably, we just hope it's not, but it probably is. And the Pharisees start freaking out as well. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." From his abundant mercy, it says, and giving us Jesus, Christ is part of God's goodness, as we look as we looked at earlier. God's goodness displayed in his plan. He then goes on to say, in John chapter 9, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me. So he then goes on to say that the man nor his parents has sinned, but that the work of the Lord should be made manifest in him. In Genesis 50:20 it says, but as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. This verse explains that although we may think evil against him and think he does things that are wrong to us, God always meant it for good, to save much people alive. This explains a lot. Don't think wrong against God, because he always means everything that he does to you for good. And God's plan is going to be put into your life no matter what. And God's plan for you, God's plan for our life is always good. Also, another passage in Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. As we see, God is always having thoughts of peace and goodness toward us, and not of evil. So we should trust God and that he will always do good for us and do the right thing for our lives. Today, if you're here and you feel God has not been doing good to you and making your life harder and more difficult, I would ask you to apologize to God for thinking that, because God is always good and his plan is right for your life. If you're here today and you have seen that God has been good, I would ask you to thank him. And I would thank him every day for his goodness. On our way to school this year, we prayed every morning. And as we went through the year, we kind of said the same prayer over and over again, praying for school, hope the day goes well, hope we do good on quizzes and stuff like that. And eventually, Dad was like, let's try to say something that's not the same thing every single day. Let's try to thank God for something that he's done in your life, or who he is, or what he's done. And one of the next day, I remember this. Rory prayed, and she thanked God for his goodness. And this, thinking about this, it just made me think of that. So there's a short little story for you. I would ask you to thank God. After all what I have told you today, I would ask you to thank God for his goodness. And if you feel he is doing wrong against you, apologize to God. Ask for forgiveness, because that is accusing God of something he can never do, because God is always good.
Okay, I guess it's my turn to talk. We'll not be reciting verses or doing any poems of any sort, nor will I be singing. A recap of this year. This year was a lot of learning. The first half of this year was a little rough, right? There was a lot to learn. I'd never worked with Becca before, so I wasn't familiar with the curriculum myself. And trying to figure out how to be available for 7 children in 7 grades. They'd often come up to me, I'd be like, what are we doing? Remind me. What is subject is this? What are we doing? Oh, Roman numerals. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you now. And I'd often have them remind me whatever we were working on, things I said. But as we went through the school year, like mid-year, I would say, was pretty difficult. It was a lot of work. I felt like from the moment we got here to the end of the day, it was just go, go, go. And now that we're coming to the end of the year, we can really see the progress we've made. So throughout the year, I, you know, prayed, am I doing enough? Why don't they understand? Am I not teaching it right? How else can I say this? How can I make them understand? And there was a lot of doubt that, can I do this? Is this feasible? And looking back and putting together that slideshow of pictures, we did a lot of fun things. Like, I forgot all the things we did that were fun, were hands-on. It wasn't all just videos all day long. There was hands-on science and just the most fun things, because I love hands-on stuff. So that was me going, I'm pretty sure we could do this. Like, let's go get dirty. So I want to explain some of the pictures on our slideshow. Turner under his desk. These kids want to do school in the strangest places. Like, the desk is not enough. It's got to be under the desk, in the dark. Some kids tell me they think better down there. So they would go under their desk. Anytime it's the dark, I'm always like, teens, do you want your lights on or off? Because they love the dark while they're working. Let's see. I heard some of you say yuck, but we had pets this year. We had ants and caterpillars and two tadpoles. The tadpoles couldn't stay here because they needed warmer temperatures than here. So they stayed at my house. They didn't make it. We never got to see them be frogs. That's not on them. That's probably all on me. The ants made it. There was four ants by the end that were thriving in their little ant community. So that was fun. And we had seven caterpillars. Three of them turned into butterflies. They're only meant to live for a couple weeks, so they're no longer with us. But they made it to butterflies, and that was pretty exciting. That you got to see the video of their little tongue come. I mean, I love that stuff. That stuff is so much fun. That's definitely my thing. You saw the MREs. That was for history. I bought them, and we set it up, and we tried it. Some of it was okay. I don't remember some of it. Don't shake your head at me. Some of it was okay. The Kool-Aid was okay, that blue stuff. There was hash browns or something, because it was a breakfast one, right? It wasn't bad. You didn't eat it. let's see. Oh, probably my proudest personal moment is before this year, I would have told you I kill any and all plants, and it would be true. I've killed spider plants. I've killed every type of plant. So this year I bought two plants for our classroom, one for each of the windows. And I said, this is supposed to be a metaphor of how much you're learning, and this is going to be exciting, and we're going to water it. Those plants thrive downstairs. Why they don't thrive at my house, I have no idea. But downstairs in the windows, they thrived. And so the spider plants had babies. Now, being a black thumb that I am, I called my mother in. You can see pictures of my mom. I said, Mom, could you come show us how to repot these? So we did. Every single child had the opportunity to take a plant home. Their plants today are growing baby plants of their own. So it was awesome, way better than I had ever imagined. That was lots of prayer. Please keep these spider plants alive. We did some field trips. My favorite picture of, we discovered Caitlin's absolute fear of seaweed. So as the people that love her dearly, we tried our best to help her overcome her fears and pretty much put it in her face at any opportunity, and she handled it well. But that one picture, Madison held it up, and she was like, probably my favorite memories of that. I wanted to go because we were talking about sea stars, and I wanted them to be able to touch it. And I was like, we really need to go here. And then the one child learning about sea stars wouldn't touch it. I'm like, just touch it. She's like, no. I'm like, okay, that's not for you then. But, I mean, you're welcome to ask me any questions you have at any time, but that's really the recap of our year. It started off, but the Lord really blessed in the end where we were able to see the vision of how this would look. And obviously, sitting on a video for hours is not ideal. It's not what we would, our first choice for our kids. But this is a sacrifice, so we can get this school up and running, and Lord willing, it will grow, and maybe someday there'll be teachers and actual classrooms. So these children have worked incredibly hard. Abeka is not easy. The amount of work is pretty intense. And I was surprised. So it was a surprise to me, but they really stepped up and did an amazing job in their learning. I want to take this time, though, to thank some people who were really helpful. Bethany and Katie could not do this school year without you. If we were an actual school, I would have staff, but I don't. So they were here. I bounced all my ideas off of them. They worked incredibly hard at home, helping the kids study and prepare for their tests and making sure their homework was done and reading with them. They were instrumental. So we have some cards the kids made. What did I do with them? Natalie and Rory? Have we decided if you're giving them to your own mom? Yes. Okay. So, Caitlin, this one. Whoa. Can you come back? He's got messed up on me. Take this one. I want this one. In the back. Yep, yep. Okay, you know where your mom is? Onward. Every Monday afternoon, I ended up having to set a reminder because I would forget. Paula Jo would come and she would read with the first and second graders. I don't know how much you know about it, Becca, but there's a lot of reading. There's a lot of reading, not only for homework, but during the day. And right about mid-year, I remember her coming in and me going, I'm so glad you're here. Like, I don't think I could fit reading in today. And I was just incredibly grateful for her help. It was one thing off my plate that she was able to take. And we really appreciate her commitment to coming every Monday and reading whenever she could. So thank you, Paula Jo. As you saw the kids singing up here, Sim was instrumental in doing music class every week on Wednesdays, another class I'm not interested in teaching in any way. So that was above and beyond, and we really, really appreciate you coming in and doing music class. So. It's from all of us, Bethany, Katie, and the kids, and I. Thank you. All right, every Thursday, Norman and Joanna would come and do art class, which, just like teaching five grades, having seven children of different ages is not easy to do art class and try to engage everyone. I really appreciate her coming in and doing art, another class I'm not touching with a 10-foot pole. So thank you, Joanna, for coming in and doing that with us. I really appreciate it. Lastly, I told the kids that I had some bags for them, which I do, but it's actually going to be your homework for the summer. No booing. It'll be fun. Yeah. All right, so everyone is going to get a bag, and I'm going to go through some of the things that are in it that I want you to do this summer, okay? We'll start with the notebook. I want you to write. What does a sentence start with? What kind of letter? Thank you. Practice that. What else do I have in here? Oh, I gave you a bookmark. Don't forget to read. Find something fun that you like to read and practice, okay? I want to see your progress in the fall. Paint. Don't worry, Bethany. All your girls will have paint now. I was like, do you have paint at your house? She's like, I have no idea. So now you can have paint. I want you to be creative, do something artsy. Some of that will become easier to some of you than others. Let's see, what else is in here? Ooh, I gave you elementary, sorry. Math book. Remember, math doesn't have to be flashcards and worksheets. Yeah, so I got you each a math book you can read. Also enjoy reading that. And I got you each sunblock. Don't forget to play outside, okay? Have fun, ride your bike. Maybe you could swim, Hemingways. Just a thought. And then lastly, I put some candy in there, of course. It's got to be something fun, right? All right. Well, I want you to know that I'm proud of all your work this year. You did an amazing job, and I'd like to give them a round of applause. And that's it for me.